Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, is struggling with the most complex and long-standing humanitarian crisis in Africa that stems from decades of off-and-on belligerence, including two wars, which began when the country got its independence from Belgium in 1960. Thus, nearly 25 years ago, the United Nations sent in a stabilization mission, MONUSCO. It was tasked with monitoring the peace process in eastern Congo, supporting the government of the DRC in its effort to stabilize the region, and protecting the civilian population and humanitarians there. This year marks the end of MONUSCO's mandate, and the mission is in the process of withdrawing. Nonetheless, the fighting continues unabated as more than 100 armed groups are fighting for control of the mineral-rich region of eastern Congo near the border with Rwanda. The most dangerous and successful of these is the 23rd March Movement, or M23, which is supported by neighboring Rwanda. M23 is making significant advances and expanding its territory, according to the latest UN report. With Phase 1 of MONUSCO's disengagement complete, we are troubled by the impact on civilian protection and humanitarian access, said Stephanie Sullivan, United States Acting Deputy Permanent Representative to the United Nations.
We are appalled by the surging number and lethality of attacks by the armed group CODECO in Ituri province. In addition, the ISIS-affiliated Allied Democratic Forces killed more civilians in June 2024 than in any previous month. These despicable acts of violence would undoubtedly have been more grave without MONUSCO's interventions.
We are alarmed by the rapid escalation of the conflict in recent months, said Ambassador Sullivan.
According to credible reporting, Rwanda's military interventions and operations in North Kivu have extended beyond mere support for M23 operations to direct and decisive involvement, allowing Rwandan troops and M23 to achieve military dominance across large swaths of North Kivu and greatly increase their territorial expansion.
Amid such instability and violence, and recognizing the critical role MONUSCO plays in defending population centers and facilitating humanitarian access, this council should not in good conscience support MONUSCO's departure from North Kivu or Ituri until more progress is made to de-escalate the ongoing conflict, said Ambassador Sullivan. Rwanda and the DRC must urgently take immediate steps to de-escalate, fully commit to regional diplomatic processes, and work to hold accountable all actors responsible for human rights abuses, steps which represent the only hope for peace.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.